Australian author and screenwriter Craig Silvey released his second novel, Jasper Jones, in 2009 and saw it become a global publishing phenomenon, selling more than 600,000 copies and getting turned into a play and a film. 11 years have passed since then, but it remains a tough act for his new book, Honeybee, to follow. Described as a heartbreaking, life-affirming coming-of-age novel, it's set in contemporary Western Australia, and Sylvie's from Fremantle, and at its heart is a life-changing chance encounter between two characters on a quiet overpass one night. Craig Silvey joins me now from Fremantle. Craig, thank you for being a part of the program.
Julian, my pleasure to be with you.
Congratulations on the book. I've read the book and it was in parts harrowing, but there are some wonderful relationships that you've crafted in the book, chief amongst them, obviously, between Sam and Vic. Where did the inspiration from that come from?
Well, first of all, I appreciate your candor and your kind words. It means the world to me. Honeybee actually emerged from a real event. Late one night, my brother was picking up his partner from the airport here in Western Australia and driving her home. And they drove across an overpass and they saw someone standing on the wrong side of the rails and precariously suspended. So he pulled over and called the police while my sister-in-law got out and approached this young person. And after he spoke to the police, my brother contacted me and I was at my desk working late at night, but I felt immediately worried and connected and heartbroken and concerned, and I continued to receive updates. So my sister went over there largely with the ambition to distract this person, and they talked about everything and nothing until this person volunteered the reasons why they were up there on the bridge and why they'd been driven to this place. And it turned out they were struggling with issues surrounding their gender identity. They'd lost the support of their family and friends. They'd been kicked out of home. They were alone in the world, and they found themselves in an anguished, hopeless, and helpless place. And soon after, the police turned up and grabbed this person, dragged them back over the railing, and sort of deposited them in the back of an ambulance. And my sister-in-law was summarily dismissed, and that was that. And we tried to reconnect with this person in the coming days, but they found them. So it was difficult to find them because they had a very common name, and so they were elusive. And so I was in a position where I was left with a very real person and a very real event and a very real problem, and someone who I felt connected to and worried about, but who principally existed in my imagination. And so I wanted to learn more about them. I wanted to flesh them out. I wanted to understand principally the reasons and the forces which led them up to that place and that night. And Honeybee is the story and the character that emerged.
Your ability, Craig, to be able to craft a story post that event, though, is absolutely superlative. But you've said that the process tore you up. Why was that?
Look, as you mentioned, Julian, that there are some devastating scenes in Honeybee and some moments that are quite raw and confronting. This can be difficult terrain to steep yourself in as a novelist. You know, on occasion you kind of dread going and sitting at the desk for any length of time. But I suppose there were those lighter elements too, those joyous and triumphant ones that helped to compensate, I suppose, for those days where I found myself crying at my desk. I tend to put everything I have into my novels. They wring you dry when you're trying to tease a story out of your being. I really did give this one everything.
How were you able to? I guess I'm trying to get the juice on research on how you're able to craft these stories, who you're able to talk to, who you relied upon to be able to help you craft the story itself. And perhaps that's the reason why it took so long for you to do this novel after Jasper Jones.
Right. Yeah. Well, my approach certainly was careful. You know, I'm acutely aware that Sam's journey in Honeybee is not my lived experience. And it's very important to me that I write from a place of sensitivity and understanding and respect if I'm detailing stories that don't emerge from my own history. So, you know, my process was to listen and to learn and to avail myself of countless testimonies and confessionals and connecting with support networks. But I was also able to interview a number of gender diverse people from various ages and backgrounds. And they were incredibly generous with their time, and that consultation really forms the backbone of Honeybee. I simply couldn't have written Honeybee without their contribution, and I wouldn't have written it without their blessing. Every single person I spoke to were enormously encouraging about this project, I suppose you're right. It was that degree of consultation and that focus on research which certainly made the process longer, but it enriched this novel immensely.
When you say getting it right, it is awfully important, particularly as you craft the story and the interaction between Sam and Diane. Were you talking to someone somewhat of an expert like Diane in the profession to be able to help craft that story along?
Yeah, look, I certainly read articles and opinion pieces from health professionals that are active in that space, but I was also obviously able to speak with trans and gender diverse people who were in the process of being counselled about what that process is like, these people were kind enough to volunteer that very intimate material, which again just proved to be so valuable in writing this book. You know, diversity and visibility, I think, is really vital in literature. But if a story is emerging from outside your a creator's lived experience, I think what's more important ultimately is that the story is, or a novel is crafted with care and due diligence and adequate consultation.
Why do you think diversity is so crucial? What is the ultimate aim, do you think, of undertaking novels like this, of writing novels like this, to create the diversity of experience, of characters and their experiences? What is the ultimate outcome in your view?
Well, I think it's about trying to connect with the truth. I think that's what novelists are so often trying to dig down into, and I think it's about trying to promote stories about people who don't often get to be the hero of these tales. I don't believe marginalized people should be marginal characters. But for me, what in terms of my intentions for Honeybee, outside trying to write a meaningful, moving and compelling novel, look, it's my hope that readers can be given an emotional context by which to better understand the challenges faced by young gender diverse people. And also, it's my sincere hope that younger people in particular can pick up a novel like Honeybee and see themselves recognized and represented and respected and encouraged and loved and galvanized.
When you created characters like, for example, Mrs. Boyd, who felt a bit to me in parts like she was very limited in her ability to show any empathy at all to anyone in the neighborhood, or even someone like Dane, who right. shows some humanity to Sam as well, and empathy to Sam as well when Sam's undertaking the training in the backyard. Is that your way of trying to, I guess, give substance to your aspiration in the way you write about trying to demystify and humanize these diverse experiences of Australians?
Yeah, I think so. And look, people are complicated. You know, they might appear as one way on the surface, but there are often reasons that that inform that behavior. People are more often than not just one thing. And so in the case of Mrs. Boyd, she presents as a very stern, gossipy, busybody, but we discover that there are reasons for that, and she's maybe overcompensating and actually genuinely cares. In the case of Dane, for example, who might be something of a poster boy for toxic masculinity, we understand, we understand maybe where he's come from and what forces have shaped those values and who he is fundamentally. It's not my task as a novelist to judge these people. It's about trying to present them within the context of the broader novel and to let readers interpret it, these people as they are.
Is it imperative and important, do you think, to have a character like Steve who plays to an archetype?
Right, you know, it might feel as though it's an archetype, but it's an accurate and authentic one, I think.
Yeah.
The true antagonist of Honeybee ultimately is toxic masculinity, I think, and more broadly masculinity. It's something that haunts Sam, given the challenges she's facing with contending with her gender identity. So Steve certainly becomes a large and looming part of that. He is how would you describe him? He's an aggressive, short-fused, difficult character who puts Sam under enormous pressure, who kind of contaminates the life he has with the life that Sam has with her mother, and in that respect is an agent of change and displaces Sam and forces Sam to reckon with some things. And so, you know, Steve plays an important role in this text, and I felt as though it was important to depict Steve as he really is, you know, warts and all.
And of course the importance of a character like Vic and Vic's role in the book, actually throughout the book, even towards the end of the book, and we won't give the story away in any way, shape or form, Craig, but the import of having people like Vic in people's lives and the lives of people like Sam is awfully important. In fact, having people like Vic, who is a Vietnam vet, who is just open, who is just, you know, allows people to be people, who allows Sam to, you know, do what Sam does in the house and uses Edie's clothes and that kind of thing. A really, truly soulful character.
Oh, I'm so gratified to hear you say that. It's so lovely of you. Yes, Vic, for listeners, Honeybee begins on a quiet bridge late one night when Sam, my 14-year-old character, steps onto that bridge and climbs over the rail and looks down with the intention of ending their life. But at the other end of the bridge is an old man, and his name is Vic, and he is smoking his last cigarette, and he is there to end his own struggle. And the two see each other across the void, and their fates are forever changed. So Honeybee is about the relationship that blooms between the two of them after this chance encounter. And Vic is struggling. He is still grief-stricken over the loss of his wife. He has other things that are haunting him and putting him under pressure. But it's meeting Sam that offers him an opportunity to reconnect with people, but also an opportunity to redeem himself in many respects. And so, you know, Vic's relationship with Sam is a very special thing. They're two contrasting characters in many respects. They come from different generations and different worlds in a lot of ways, but they're so similar too. And they both genuinely care for each other. And, you know, Honeybee is a novel, I think a very hopeful and life-affirming novel about the importance of support and love and understanding and community. And at the bedrock of that, is this central relationship between Sam and Vic.
I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, Craig. I congratulate you on the book. I know you might be feeling a bit of pressure about how the book might perform in terms of sales, given what happened with Jasper Jones. But I think what matters most is that you're proud of the book, and that's probably the most important thing, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, there's a point where a novelist simply can't control the trajectory of a novel.
Particularly in COVID.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I'm facing a host of pressures at the moment. But, yeah, ultimately, the thing that I can hang my hat on is that, you know, I've approached this story ethically and responsibly, I feel. And, you know, I'm enormously proud of it, and I have great affection for the characters therein. We've received such amazing feedback already here in Australia from early readers, which is giving me a great deal of optimism and hope. And so I just can't wait to get on the shelf.
Well done, Craig. Congratulations again, and thank you very much for being a part of our program.
Thanks so much, Julian.
That was Craig Silvey. His new novel, Honeybee, is out next Tuesday.